Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, as always, the captain of this ship, and luckily we're not stuck trying to shovel our way out because it's still unbelievable and worth mentioning once again, right here from the get-go, the amount of snow that they're getting in Boston. I'm sure some of you think about the snow and remember those days when you used to have to deal with it, and thank God that you live in some place where you're not having to dig out of it. You know, as a kid, I loved snow. I loved to ski. I did it, you know, however many times I did it. And just the whole idea that you could have off from school and you could sled and hang out and blah, blah, blah. But I never was much for shoveling the snow. And I cannot imagine these poor people in Boston, what that's like, because I heard, as I have a few friends that live right in the city, that it's even tough. You think, I'll throw the kid next door some bucks and he'll do it for me. But that's not happening because there's too many places to dig out of. And, you know, they're doing these real-time snow updates now in Boston. It's so bad. Just to let you know where the worst places are in the city. It's not even worth calling it some trite name like Snowmageddon, because it's worse than that. I mean, it's worse. They're saying it's just like the blizzard of 78 was so awful, but they think they're going to surpass all these totals, and they keep doing it. As of 1 o'clock on Monday, 73.9 inches had fallen at Logan Airport. That's where they measure the snow officially. So, and they've got more snow coming later this week into the weekend. I mean, they don't know what to do. They're at their wit's end. They're out of their snow budget in the city of Boston. For everything that they do, if there's one place where you could be, and certainly those of you listening in the Midwest, Chicago, Minnesota, etc., even North Dakota, you know, you have budgets. I mean, that's a big part of the budget. Salting streets, getting snow plows out. I mean, they've blown that budget, blown through it. And they're just pushing people, trying to tell them, hey, if you can work from home, work from home. If you can work from home on Tuesday, do it. Because we don't want to, I mean, we can't clear these streets quick enough. And the snow keeps coming down. I mean, it's been a crazy 2 weeks of continuous snow and cold weather. And they've got a city parking ban, too. But, of course, they have a parking ban, because if you park, you'll never find your car again. And they say if you park on a main thoroughfare, they're just towing you. That's what they're doing. It's just towed. That's it. Because they can't have... I mean, they can't have all those people stuck. So, for kids, I'm sure. I mean, imagine the igloos you could build. Imagine the snowmen, because there's no end in sight to the amount of snow that's coming down. So, with the historic records, there are certainly a lot of things you could do with that snow on the fun side, but pretty much it's not so fun for anybody who's got to constantly dig out the cars, do the walkways, and in most places you have to do, I mean, I'd venture to say 90% of the spots, you got to dig out your walkway, because if somebody falls, it's your fault. I mean, I remember there was always that push to go and clear everything out, because you didn't want to take the chance. People had to get by, and if they couldn't get by because of the snow in front of your house, then, you know, you could possibly pay the consequences. I remember reading a lot of stories about that, where, you know, somebody had slipped, they'd fallen, and it was because somebody hadn't done their sidewalks. So you would never take a chance and not do that. So even in Boston, they had to stop the rail service. So many people commute in, forget it. No commuting in. Can't do it. Can't get there. Absolutely no way. Well, let's talk politics here at the top, and the politics of running for office. Now there's about 25 people, and I'm not kidding, that have expressed a little bit of interest in wanting to run on the Republican side of things for president in 2016. The only one really anybody's talking about with the Democrats, of course, is Hillary Clinton. And I saw a great story in the Washington Post today. I say it's great because it's just funny, since Iowa is the litmus test for everybody. They're talking about that they're suffering from Clinton fatigue, that they're ready for something else, because it is on the Democratic side of things only Clinton, Clinton, Clinton. And there's been rumors about Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, although she keeps saying she's not going to run, but there is a movement around her to try to push her into the race, I suppose. And, you know, every single time in Ames, Iowa, they turn around, if it's anything to do with the Democrats, it's Hillary Clinton. And this story in the Post talked about, you know, had quotes from people saying that they're tired of the Clintons and the whole establishment, that they're just tired of the same thing. And they had 13 Iowa Democrats who just plunked in their seats and talked among themselves about what was so frustrating, and they kept coming back to Hillary Clinton. And I think that's because a part of it is because of what I'm saying. There's the beauty pageant on the other side, and it's exciting and it's different, and you've got so many Republicans who are running, and I think of it as there's too many, and you have to narrow that down sooner rather than later as we get into 2016, certainly. But on the Democratic side of things, that's the only person anybody's talking about is Hillary Clinton, that she's automatically assumed she's the front runner, and she is for the presidential nomination. But there are progressives that are not completely excited and on board with that choice. So they're looking for an alternative. And would that alternative be any of those Republican candidates? And if it's strictly, oh, no, I would only vote Democrat, the only other name is Senator Warren that pops up, sometimes Joe Biden, but I can't see Biden running again. He's going to run again? Talk about being tired of someone running. I would think that would be who people would be tired of seeing when he keeps throwing his hat in the ring. So this grassroots movement is called Run Warren Run, and they've signed up about 250,000 supporters. And you know, sometimes that's how it starts, a movement. But I don't think she keeps saying she's not going to run, so probably not. We know it's Hillary Clinton. Fond of saying, I can't imagine. And everyone around her realizes that she's playing it coy. There's no officialness to it, but certainly there is if you're going to Iowa, and she certainly has done that, as I said, again and again and again. But, you know, the list goes on and on with the Republicans. Now, there are some Democrats who are going to start to come to Iowa, like the former Senator Jim Webb, like Senator Bernie Sanders, all coming in the next couple of months. The Maryland Governor, Martin O'Malley, sometimes people talk about him. And, of course, Vice President Biden's going to be in Des Moines on Thursday. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
America tonight. Luckily not shoveling any snow. Oh, I can't help it. I've had friends send pictures and I want to post some of those pictures, although I mean you see them everywhere. It's not shocking anymore. It's just what you expect. It's the amount of snow that I've never seen, other than at if you're at some ski resort and you see all the snow piled up because it's on the mountain. But that's kind of the avalanche of snow that you're seeing. It's not kind of, it's the avalanche of snow that you're certainly seeing coming out of Boston. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hit the mailbag. But first, let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
I'm glad you're doing better, Kate.
Oh, it's like night and day, brother. I know all of you. Thank you. All these people sending me notes who had strep and giving me home remedies. It's just, it was brutal.
Well, I gave Matt one. Maybe you can get a sponsor out of it. But most of the people down here don't know about Bigelow Tea because it's more popular on the East Coast. But they make a
Bigelow Tea.
Yeah, they make a lemon lift and an orange spice that's great.
Ooh, I like orange.
Yeah, buy the assorted pack if you do. It's got all of their brands in it. And try
okay, there you go.
But
good.
Snow. Why don't? If I ain't mistaken, isn't bottled water almost as expensive as gas?
Yeah, just melt it all down and. Yeah.
Loaded up on the coal cars that we're not using because Obama shut down the coal, put miners in the coal cars, and then ship it out to the drought areas of California and sell it to California.
There you go.
And, you know, I did mention, too, that, you know, when I first started talking to you, that the key to the Middle East is if Israel could liberate and the two religions could begin to communicate, because, you know, the people that are suffering, the ones that are, you know, dodging bullets from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And just like he said, you know, that we don't need to be in it, but there's no money for it if we're not. And they don't want to settle it because, you know, the defense contractors make their money that way.
Yeah, and that's true. And he, and you heard what he had to say about that. There's no question that there are things that could have happened that have we just keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we're not going to get different results.
That's what they want.
Yep, of course.
Bureaucracy. But
yep.
The other thing about the people that you had call in about the marshlands down south,
mm-hmm.
way back, they built these levees, or spillways, I should say, up near Baton Rouge. And the silt is not making it all the way down, and the silt's what needs to get down to the mouth so that the salt water doesn't kill the marsh grass, because that's where your shrimp and your crabs lay their eggs, is on the grass. And that's what's been receding for several years. All that silt ends up in Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance, because I know you got the decal, but if you ever get a chance, I still refer to it as Mississippi Test Facility, but the Apollo test stands are there in the Honey Bear Island swamps just across the Louisiana and Mississippi state line. And there's still spillways that dump into that swamp, which was ruining, you know, the Honey Bear swamp. But
yeah, which is crazy. And, you know, I've been all over Mississippi, and we've taken the show to Mississippi. And I saw all the result of really Hurricane Katrina smashed into Mississippi. It was more about the levees in New Orleans, as you know, Grim, than Katrina itself. It was Katrina's really, really slammed into Mississippi more than New Orleans.
Well, I used to be able to step out and get the mail, and I could see the Gulf of Mexico from where my parents lived.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, after Betsy, Camille, and everything else, they had enough. And, you know, Katrina was the last bit. But it's a shame, you know, but God has his way of doing things. I mean, he cuts up and recultivates and carves things, and they're really pumping some money in, and they're trying to do their best to save the marshlands. But, you know, we're just populating the world. What can you say there?
Yeah, that's true. I like what you said about the silt, though. That's something to consider, that people aren't, you're right about the crabs, etc. I'm glad that you mentioned that, Grim.
It doesn't all make it all the way down, because they dump it right off into the lake, and the oyster,
yeah.
Oyster shuckers used to do Lake Pontchartrain, and it really started killing off the oysters back in the 60s and complained about it. And that's been their biggest complaint. And the whole way, the reason they have those is because when the Mississippi really floods, they don't want New Orleans to get flooded. And they open up the spillways, and it dumps off into the Honey Bear Island swamps and off into Lake Pontchartrain. And all that silt that's needed down there for that continued marsh grass to, you know, continue to grow out, it's not getting there. And the salt water, when it hits that marsh grass, it kills it. So,
yeah,
depleting silt and more salt water coming, you know, creeping in, it's gradually killing the grass.
Yeah, yeah, bad situation, Grim, absolutely. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We got to skedaddle because we got to get to this mailbag quickly. Let's hit the mailbag and check some emails.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Jack, listening to us in Illinois, who says, Kate, boy, for once, I'm kind of glad I'm in the great state of Illinois, not that we haven't had our share of some horrific weather. I was in Chicago just a couple of weeks ago, and it was impossible to get in or out, but I still feel like it's a lot better than Boston this time around. I feel sorry for the people who live there. It's very tough to navigate, without a doubt. Yeah, we've talked about this a lot. The crazy totals, what are they doing? They're just trying to heat up the snow, melt it, because what do they do with the piles of snow? There's just so much of it. And what else can you say? I mean, they got to battle through it, and that's why they're closing down the rails and telling people to stay home and all that stuff. Let's move on to this one. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about ISIS, and I'm so tired of their antics. What if we just completely ignored them? Do you think they would go away? No. Unfortunately, I don't think they would go away, and they've really catapulted themselves through social media, and every time something horrific happens, it's going to attract attention, and you're not going to shut that down because it's news. And sadly, but this is the world we live in, right? I mean, I hate to chalk it up to that. It sounds so trite, and it's inexcusable, it's despicable, it's, you know, any adjective you can think that's gnarly to throw in front of it. But at this point, what is the answer? And the answer is keep on pummeling them somehow. I don't think the answer is boots on the ground, because, boy, none of us have the stomach, I don't think, at least not right now, for doing that. And we haven't had that attack here in the U.S., and ultimately that's the key, that the attacks aren't here. If it were to change, and, oh, I hope not, I mean, I hope that doesn't happen, then that would certainly significantly alter maybe our view of, okay, we need to have boots on the ground, and we're willing to do that. Here's another one. This one from Susan, who says, Kate, I don't understand. Did you see this thing with the Alabama judge refusing to grant marriage licenses to stop gay marriages in Alabama, saying he wouldn't do it? At this point, don't we realize that it's here to stay? I am not a gay person, and I have a few friends or acquaintances that are gay, but mostly I have heterosexual people around me. But I don't understand why we continue to deny these people. If they want to be miserable and get divorced too, they can certainly do that. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to halt same-sex marriages in Alabama is what the story is. And that paves kind of the way for the first gay couples to marry in the state, and that certainly has kicked up a lot of dust. We're talking money, Free Money Guy, coming up around the bend.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Once again, free money guy Stephen Kelly is with us. And I'll tell you what, bouncing off of what we were talking about last week, how many of you started to think about this will? How many of you started to think about your family and getting your act together and having things sewed up so it's not all over the place when something happens, because none of us know when we're going to die. So I think the hardest thing people have to do in life is get off the dime, is to actually start something, whether it's losing weight, whether it's exercising, whether it's learning to play golf because you said you want to do it your whole life, whatever it is. And it's never more important to start sooner rather than later when you're talking about money. So a perfect thing to talk to Stephen Kelly about this time around. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Excellent. I thought it was great, that conversation last week, and I hope some people really paid attention and started to think about, geez, what can I do? It doesn't even cost a lot to go and do a will, and to have your medical stuff sewed up so that it doesn't create a calamity for the people around you.
Well, I know. Remember Terry Schiavo. What a circus that was.
Because yes.
Here was a gal who she needed to be let go. She was literally brain dead, and her brain had started decaying at a rate that there was virtually no gray matter left there. So it was, you know, her brain stem that was keeping her going, along with the machines. And yet, because she didn't have something in writing, the whole nation ended up, twisted around the axle over that thing. And it could have just been very, very easily dealt with a piece of paper saying I don't want heroic measures taken.
Yeah.
In my case. And I agree with you, Kate. I think that we don't want to think about this stuff for a couple of reasons. I think we don't want to think about it because, A, we think we're doomed and we think there's nothing we can do about it, so I'll just put it off till tomorrow because I don't want to think about it today. And I relate to that. It's something, you know, you have these momentous things that you have to deal with, and it's sometimes hard to face them. The next thing, people feel powerless over it. They don't know where they would start and can't believe that in their circumstance that there might be an answer. And I can tell you there is a place to start. And we do it every day with people. We take everybody, you know, everybody comes in as they are, you know, come as you are type of a situation. Just bring your stuff in, come in, tell us about yourself. We'll start ferreting out the information that we need to ferret out. We'll help you try and figure out what this money is for, what you want to do with it. And as we start to determine what you want your money to do for you, we have a process in place to help you lay out which money does what. We call it the ABC planning process. And we call it the ABC planning process because the primary objective is to keep it simple. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe these 30, 40, 80 page financial plans that are written in Greek do anybody any good. I want something I can understand. I want something you can understand. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to make the good decisions for your own life that you need to make. So we have something called the ABC financial planning process. And basically what we've determined is that there are three basic types of money. There's your A money, your B money, and your C money. We've also assigned colors to each of these columns. So if people prefer working with colors, they can work with yellow, green, and red. Yellow being the A money, green being the B money, red being the C money. The yellow money is real easy. That's the money you need to keep for cash.
Yes.
So everybody needs to have some cash. You have to, you know, if your roof gets blown off or your septic tank goes or you need a new car or you want to take a vacation, everybody needs some cash that they need to operate with. Now, I've got a client, and this is a true story, and over time, they've pocketed a lot of cash. They paid taxes on it and everything, nothing underhanded, but they have about $250,000 sitting in cash, not in the bank, in cash. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? These people are in trouble here. You cannot take $250,000 in $100 bills and just start operating with them. People start looking at you for money laundering and taxes and things like that. So what you have to do is you want to keep it in a bank account. You want to keep it liquid. You want to keep it safe. And this is your yellow money, okay? And it's there for you when you need to spend some money now. Now, the second type of money, we're going to skip the second column, which is the B or the green column. We're going to go to the red column. That's your growth money. That's the money you want to have in the stock market or in mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, things like that. This is money where you want to get a rate of return on it. Now, notice that what we're looking for here in terms of the type of money is we're looking for what do you want out of your money, okay? That's what we're looking for here. So in the yellow money, what did we want from that money?
The yellow money we need. We need it to sustain us,
yeah,
right?
Well, that's your cash.
Yeah.
So what we want from that money is we want it to be available now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want it safe.
Yes.
Those are the things we want out of that money. We want it available and we want it safe. So let's go over and we'll look at your investment money. What do you want from that money? What do you want it to do for you?
The money, the yellow money?
No, the red money.
The red, I love this. It's like Mr. Blue. The red money. We want it to be able to grow.
We want it to be able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to be willing to sign up for to get growth?
Well, you have to decide an investment. What are you going to do with it?
Yes.
Where's it going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And along with that comes risk.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this money, we know we're willing to put at risk. And we're a little bit more comfortable putting this money at risk because we also have this pile of yellow money over here that's not at risk, right?
Right.
So you kind of see how this starts to take shape. When we start to know what we want from each block of our money, each sum of money, now we know what to do with it. If we know we want liquidity and we know we want money for emergencies, we know we have to keep it safe and we know we have to keep it available. If we want money to grow, we know we're going to have to allocate some risk to it. It just has to be done in order to grow the money. You cannot, in our day and age, the price of capital equals the cost of capital. And what that means is that if you're going to make money, you're going to take a risk. All right?
Yeah.
So that's your yellow column. Now, the middle column, which we haven't talked about yet, that's your green money or your B money. That's your income-producing money, all right? And what we're talking about here, in your daily work life, your income money comes from your job.
Sure.
All right? So you've got a job, and you have ongoing income. So now we have three types of money. We have money that we've set aside for emergencies. We have money that we've set aside for growth. And now we have money that we have for income. We have an income stream. And it works. This is equilibrium. It works today. We pretty much all probably have some blend of this where we have our income stream, we have our cash, and then we have some money put away for growth.
Which is great.
For whatever reason, we stop having that conversation the minute we retire. And this is where things fall apart. Because you have to have all three. You can see that, why all three make sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet most planners and most people, they end up at the end of the day with some yellow money and red money and nothing in the green column.
Mm.
All right? And that's where financial plans and income plans fall apart. So what we do with people when they come in is we just start this conversation. We keep it very, very simple. We say, how much money do you feel you need for liquidity? How much do you feel you're comfortable having at risk? Then the other will allocate to income producing. And now what we've done is we've set ourselves up so that once your job is no longer in the picture, you know, I always tell people, think of retirement as a long-term unemployment, because that's what it is, right?
Right.
So you need to have some kind of employment, some kind of income stream in place to make up for the fact that you're no longer working.
Sure.
And that's where that green money comes in. So we start with this very easy process, ABC planning. We have a conversation about what do you want each piece of your money to do for you, and what do you want your life to look at, to look like. What do you want your life to look like? And then, you know, the conversation is pretty easy after that, Kate. People are armed with the tools they need to make the decisions they need for their financial well-being.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Not that hard.
Totally makes sense to me. All right, free money guys, send them to the website and the phone number again, please, sir.
Okay, it's freemoneyguys.com or 844-4-FREE-MO or amazon.com. Look me up, Stephen J. Kelly. You'll find my book. Or you can listen to us on WSMN here in Nashua every Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Sweet. All right, that's great information. Thanks so much.
Thank you. you. It was great talking to you, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, you too.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
And I gotta come back to this number for sure. It's the Powerball jackpot. I had to let you hear that. The Powerball jackpot. That's what I would do if I hit it. $450 million on Wednesday. It's $2 a ticket. And I'll tell you, it's 43 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands all have Powerballs. So there's a lot of people that will jump on those tickets, but they say the odds are 1 in 175 million. 1 in 175 million. So, you know, what's the difference? Gonna go buy a burger or throw a couple of dollars in there and supposedly, right, it gets funneled into education for your state and maybe you win. Who knows? If anybody out there wins this lottery, make sure you call the show. You can use an anonymous name. I don't know. How would we know that you weren't lying to us? But I think it would just be mind-blowing for the person. It would have to be. All right, this is mind-blowing, but in a much different direction. It's very sad. I was just reading a story about this. In fact, Fox News had something on it, but some other people were picking it up, too, as well. The discovery of pieces of a plane fuselage that was in the Chilean Andes that has ended sort of a wild aviation mystery, a 54-year aviation mystery. In fact, mountaineers say they found the wreckage of the plane that crashed half a century ago, killing 24 people, including members of the Green Cross soccer team from Chile's top division. It happened just 11 years before members of the Uruguay rugby team traveling to a game were famously left stranded for more than 2 months after their plane crashed into the high Andes. But the Green Cross crash happened in 1961 in April when this DC-3 that was carrying that team went missing. And so, you know, the world of sports, that was huge when that happened, apparently, if you read back on all of it. And the there were three referees that lost their lives in that crash, and certainly many other people, too. But they found the wreckage. And check out where it was, an altitude of 10,500 feet, about 215 miles south of the Chilean capital, Santiago. And they said, in a way, it was like a breathtaking moment, that there was weird, that they felt these sensations, almost this energy of the place and the pain of it, which of course it was, having hit there. But I think it's interesting that they found it. I think it's interesting because of how sad it was, and you know, that it disappeared and they never found that. But finding it is a closure, I guess, closure in a sense. Because those soccer stars, they were soccer stars at the time, were all on board of that plane. And 54 years is a long, long time, my friends. It's like when these people find these wreckage, or the wreckage of ships, and some of them go back hundreds and hundreds of years. But often something sinks and disappears, and they never find it, as we are well aware of. And when they find it, it's such a big deal to try to unearth it and get clues as to maybe what happened and the passengers on board and all that kind of stuff. Lighting candles, flashlights, and cell phones toward the sky. There were hundreds and hundreds of people in Riverdale, Georgia, that were out. They say they were shining a light for the healing of Bobby Christina Brown, at the Riverdale Town Center just south of Atlanta. It was a venue that Brown's father, Bobby Brown, really christened as its first performer in 2010. And, of course, Bobby Brown is the only child between Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, and she's fighting for her life right now. Police are still investigating. They haven't really disclosed many details about finding her, but they found her unresponsive in a bathtub, and you know, they're still trying to still praying that she comes through this. And it's very strange, mirroring, and who knows what the circumstances were, what happened with her mother, which of course we know the way that Whitney Houston died. But hundreds and hundreds of people coming out to pray for her, and with lights and everything else they could possibly think of, and sending it toward the sky. Here's another number that's certainly interesting. And as I said, you know, we can count. We look at all kinds of numbers, some of them negative and some of them which could be exciting. Like I mentioned, the Powerball and what that would mean. And this is another one of those strange stories that captivated, I think, a lot of people on those investigative television shows. And certainly if anybody read about it, I know we have people listening in Illinois. And this was another thing that didn't add up. But they're saying that Drew Pearson, the former Illinois cop convicted of murdering his third wife and the prime suspect in his fourth wife's disappearance, They're saying that they've charged him with trying to hire a hitman to kill the lead prosecutor in his ex-wife's murder trial. The Attorney General Lisa Madigan and Randolph County State Attorney Jeremy Walker filed a two-count criminal information against 61-year-old Peterson. The hits just keep coming for him, charging him with one count of solicitation of murder for hire and one count of solicitation of murder, both felonies. And the charges allege that between September of 2013 and December of 2014, he plotted to hire a hitman to kill the county state's attorney. And the prosecutor who led the trial that resulted in him being convicted of killing his third wife. How about that? Right now he's, of course, in prison at the Menard Correctional Center. And he made an appearance on the charges on Monday at a preliminary hearing, rather, is set for March. But this is serious. So first he has all this mystery shrouded in all this craziness of the wives and what can they prove and what have they found. And now you lump on to that the idea of knocking off the prosecutor who put him in jail, frankly. But the evidence started to add up there I think it's a good thing because something is completely off with him. And this is a guy who was a former cop and one wife and the second wife. And then we wonder about the third and the fourth and the other wives talking about some of the things that happened. And pretty frightening stuff, I have to say. In the meantime, too, we tip our cap to this one, the survivor of the USS Arizona from Pearl Harbor, that attack died at the age of 100, the oldest living crew member from the Arizona. If you've never been there, it's something to see, I have to say, because he survived that attack. Retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Joseph Langdell died at a nursing home in Yuba City, California, according to his son. And they, as far as they know, he is the last surviving officer from the naval battleship that lost so many, 1,177 men, when it was bombed on that day that will live in infamy, as is said, December 7th, 1941. He was on assignment, and it had him off the ship and on a nearby military base the morning Pearl Harbor was attacked. And his son says that he spent the following days removing remains of the dead from the partially sunken ship. Oh, that had to be so sad. So now there are eight remaining survivors of the USS Arizona. That's it for We Can Count, and thank you for listening to America Tonight.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.